This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Back in on the Verizon Yankees postgame show, the Padres 4 and the Yankees 3. Another one slips away from the Yankees. They've dropped 5 of their last 7, and Devin Williams, a story again tonight. A 30-minute delay to start the night, also a delay in the bottom of the fourth inning, but rain a factor throughout, even when the game was played at varying levels. Got heavy in the middle, got heavy late, and Carlos Rodon, when it was pretty much tapering off to start the night. Rodon just looking to build on his last three starts. 19 innings, 2 earned runs, and he was picking up right where he left off in the first inning. Count full against the, you know, ultra-dangerous Fernando Tatis Jr. Rodon froze him on a slider, and then facing the three-time batting champ, Luis Arraez.
Here's the 1-2 to Arraez. The pitch. A punches it left side in the outfield. Belly coming on and making a sliding backhand catch. Beautiful. Cody Bellinger can play some outfield, folks. 2 down.
And Arraez is actually laughing as he runs back, and he's looking at Bellinger. That was just a tremendous catch and in right position.
Bellinger so smooth out there. Responsible for our defensive play of the game, brought to you by J.P. McHale Pest Management, the official pest control of the New York Yankees. J.P. McHale, not just good, guaranteed. Rodon then followed, wiping out Machado on the slider. 1-2-3 first inning for Rodon. Ho-hum. Bottom of the first inning against Nick Pivetta, who's been straight rolling for San Diego. With one out, Aaron Judge, a 9-pitch walk, and Ben Rice doubled to right. Judge had stopped at third. He put on the brakes, but then the throw to second looking to nab Rice trickled away. Judge broke for the plate. Bogarts hosed him down, though. Fine idea by Judge to break for the plate there. It had to be a perfect play, but no dice for the captain and the Yankees there. After that, Goldschmidt with still an opportunity to knock home a run. He thought he walked on a 3-1 pitch. Ended up striking out on a 3-2 pitch. Ended the first inning. So scoreless into the second. Rodon a quick 1-2-3. Another strikeout. This one on the fastball that froze Luis Camposano. Bottom two, Yankees couldn't cash in on a 2-out single by Austin Wells, but they had Pivetta at 39 pitches through two full counts from Grisham, Judge, Goldschmidt. Remember, Judge fighting 9 pitches, Bellinger battling 8 pitches. So the Yankees making Pivetta work, and that would pay off early in this game. Rodon, in his right, worked around a leadoff single by Elias Diaz in the third, struck out Tyler Wade on the slider, and got Brandon Lockridge to bounce back to the mound for a fielder's choice. Lockridge did steal second, but Rodon, what another full count showdown with Tatis. Blew 95 by him. So bottom three, scoreless, patience continuing for the Yankees against Pivetta. Your B-boss, full count, worked his third walk in the big leagues already, showing that patience. And Trent Grisham stepping in against his former team. He'd gotten robbed of a base hit his first time by a tumbling Lockridge out in center field. No robbing this one. Here's today's electrifying drive of the game.
1-1. Breaking ball, swing on, hit down the right field line. Hit a long ways, and Tatis not even bothering to look. Second deck, a home run, a 2-run shot, Trent Grisham. And the Yankees have a 2-0 lead. It's his 9th home run, RBI 16 and 17, and he did it against his former team.
Allen had to feel extra special. It's May 5th. It's Cinco de Mayo. He's got 9 homers, Trent Grisham. True leadoff hitter. Allen had to feel ridiculously good against his former team that demanded he be in that Juan Soto deal. Grisham 2, Padres nothing at that point. And in the fourth, a two-out miscommunication by the Yankee infield. Bogart to pop up in front of the mound. It dropped. Remember, very misty and hazy from the start tonight. The rain started to pick up more heavily, but a play that should be made in any situation. The difference in Rodon at this stage, he doesn't break at all in situations like those. Quickly set down the side, got Campusano to ground to third. Fielder's choice wiped the inning clean. Bottom four, second rain delay of the night. Bellinger single towards the middle. Volpe popped behind the plate. Wells struck out. But with the rain falling heavily again, Pivetta, his jersey soaked, losing his feel, he walked Peraza. Tarp came out, but pretty quickly taken off. Short delay, just 28 minutes this time. Neither starter impacted. Game resumed at 9-12. And Pivetta struck out Bibas with two on and two out upon the game's resumption. Rodon picking up like there was no delay. Soft contact. Easily setting down the Padres 6 in a row between the 5th and the 6th innings. And bottom of the 6th inning, Paul Goldschmidt, a leadoff bullet single to left off Pivetta. That was it for Pivetta. The lefty Yuki Matsui in for Bellinger, who popped to shallow right. But with Volpe at the plate to follow, Goldschmidt swiped second. Diaz airmailed the throw from behind the plate. Goldie got up, took third, and Volpe, situational spot. Sack fly to left on a 3-0 pitch. Green light, knew what he had to do. 3-0 Yankee lead. So it felt good at that stage. Rodon to the 7th inning for a third straight start. He'd set down 7 in a row, 11 of his last 12, and got Machado to fly to deep right field. Did walk Xander Bogaerts for his first walk of the day, but Campusano grounded into a fielder's choice. Nearly turned into a 5-4-3 double play, but legged it out. So one on, two out. And Oscar Gonzalez banged a base hit to right center. That marked the end of Rodon's day with runners at the corners. The tying run at the plate, Elias Diaz. And we know Diaz has pop. That was all for Rodon. Another tremendous start for Carlos Rodon. Fernando Cruzan and Gavin Sheets came off the bench. Pinch hitter for San Diego, the lefty hitter, but never got a chance to swing the bat.
Two out runners at the corners in this 3-0 Yankee lead. Here's the next pitch. Inside gets away from Wells. Can't find it. It's right at the plate. They got a chance to get him, man! They do. Boy, did the Yankees catch a break. That was a foolish play by Campusano. The ball did not leave the batter's circle. And once Wells got it, tagged him, inning over. Not bad. Worked out well. Catch a break and keep the shutout alive. 3-0 Yankees. We go bottom 7.
Yeah, what an inexplicable base running error there. Padres eventually made amends for it, but it never gave Gavin Sheets a chance to hit. So everything was going the Yankees' way at that point. 3-0 lead, 8th inning, Devin Williams, who's been outstanding the last three outings. We know the struggles, but 3-0, Devin Williams, who had been coasting his last few outings. Well, he struck out Martin Maldonado, more good, who had come off the bench for defense. Then the 8-9 hitters, trouble again. Tyler Wade walked, and that's our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Tune into our flagship station, WFAN. Tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game, and you'll have a chance to win 4 Yankees tickets courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. After the Wade walk, Brandon Lockridge, a 9-hitter, singled back up the middle, and with 2 on, 1 out, top of the order with the tying run at the plate. Blood pressure meter rising up with Williams on the mound. Fernando Tatis Jr. didn't like the 1-1 pitch call, change up bottom of the zone from Williams. Then swung and missed at a 2-strike change that was even lower. Strike 3, and Tatis got tossed quickly. Home plate ump Adrian Johnson not having it. Then Padres manager Mike Schilt came out for a quick hook and got his money's worth. Schilt threw his glasses, putting on a show. But 2-on, 2-out after the temperature came down from all of that. Williams walked Luis Arraez. So he had a chance, didn't take advantage, loaded the bases, 2 away in the 8th. You figured at that stage, Luke Weaver, 4-out save, right? Manny Machado dug in. Go-ahead run at the plate in a big-time spot.
Here's the 1-1 from Weaver to Machado. Pitch swung on line drive left field. You knew that was going to happen. Down in the corner, here comes one run. Two runs are going to score. And Machado cruises in the second with a two-run double. We got a tight ball game now. It's 3-2.
Well,
Yankees scoring on a play, Wade and Lockridge.
Yankees clinging at 3-2 after the clutch knock by Machado, ambushing Weaver. Second and third, two out, one-run lead, more ambush. Xander Bogaerts wasting no time making the Yankees pay.
Couple of men aboard, tying and go-ahead runs. Pitch, swung on, line drive, left field. Played on a hop by Bellinger. One run scores. Here comes Manny. He's going to try to score. He will. The throw's offline. Throw down to first. Back safe is Bogart. Padres take the lead.
Well,
Xander Bogaerts didn't waste any time at all.
Yeah, an eighth inning, complete reversal. Again, Devin Williams, third time in the last 16 days. Yankees have lost a game where they had comfortably in hand with him on the mound. Luke Weaver, not as sharp either, but Devin Williams, this is where it started, with the bottom of the order tonight. 4-3, the final. Yankees fall to the Padres. They stood no chance. At the back end of the Padres' bullpen is ridiculous. The stuff they're throwing out there, Jeremiah Estrada, Robert Suarez mowed through the Yankees in the eighth and ninth. The Yankees fall 4-3. They've lost five of their last seven. We have Yankees Rewind. If you missed any of these highlights, catch a segment on demand. Free Odyssey app anytime. It's right alongside our station-wide Yankees coverage from our flagship WFAN. Coming up, the Clubhouse Report with Susan. Interested what's going on down there. Devin Williams, Aaron Boone, their comments, much more on the Verizon Yankees postgame show. The Padres 4, the Yankees 3. WFAN, Yankees Radio.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.